The following program is made possible thanks to the support of the Kane Area Development Center and the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund.
The West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund is undergoing continued work on its retrofit commercial passive house at 63 Fraley Street in Kane. In each weekly installment of this series on WXCY, Kate Kennedy, Executive Director of the Kane Area Development Center, speaks with local people who have been involved with the ongoing work of this ultra-energy efficient building and the progress being made.
Hey everyone, this is Kate Kennedy, and I am back today to talk with you more about the Kane Passive House. As you know, we've been talking with local people who have been working on the Passive House to learn what all it entails and how our local residents and people in our community have been able to contribute. And today we're talking to someone from our neighboring county, Warren County, about her work on the Kane Passive House. So I'm here today to introduce Donna Zertny. Did I say it right? Mm-hmm. with InScale Architects in Warren, Pennsylvania. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. I really appreciate the opportunity to have this conversation with you.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear more about your part of the contribution to this project. Could you tell us a little bit about InScale Architects and your role at, or I guess, how you're connected to this project?
Sure. I was contacted by Joel back in 2019 in regard to this building in Kane, Pennsylvania, that he was interested in getting an existing building condition report on so that he could present it to his board and figure out whether there was a project there. And InScale Architects is located in Warren. We have a lot of historic downtown buildings where we've done many of these projects before. And he heard about me through a project that we did for the Just Stuff building right here on Fraley Street. So we decided, sure, we would come and take a look at the building and see what kind of possibilities there were.
Great. So you've been involved from pretty much the very beginning. But before we get into that, I'm curious to know, how long have you been doing this career as an architect?
I have been working in the industry for 33 years. I started out in Michigan, where I'm from, and ended up in the Buffalo area. And out of college, I worked in Rochester in facilities management for about 6 years.
So you're used to cold weather.
Oh, yes. Yeah, just blink and the weather will change. That was the motto.
That's true. Okay, so then you're in Rochester. How did you get to Warren?
My husband has family ties in Salamanca. That's where he grew up. And we were coming down to this beautiful region all the time, whether it was for boating on the Kinzu or snowmobiling down into Pennsylvania. And being in this area and having family in this area, it just made sense to be down here. And when I was in Buffalo taking my licensing exam, a gentleman came up and started a conversation with me, and he happened to work in Warren, Pennsylvania, and he said they were hiring. So here we are 33 yeah. years later. And so,
well, that's really exciting, and we're really glad that you made the move. And so you said that you've been doing this career for 33 years. How long have you been at InScale Architects, and how did that business come to be?
InScale has been in existence since 2004, when my husband started the firm. I ended up joining him in 2006. We ended up expanding to a three-person firm at that time because we had an opportunity to do a project in Mayville, the Chautauqua Suites and Expo Center. And it was a fairly large project that warranted more than one person getting it done. And so since 2004, we've gone up and down anywhere from six or seven people, and now we're about four and a half. We have a part-time person and four full-time people.
Great. And so you're the president of InScale Architects.
That's correct.
And your husband is a co-owner.
Yep,
there.
He's the vice president, and we're both licensed architects, and then we have technical staff under us.
And what is your day-to-day typically like in that job?
That's a really good question. Any day could go gangbusters to mellow. Mellow is probably far and few between. I not only work the business. I also run the business. So my day could be divided between working on projects and doing the billings for my business, or talking to insurance agents and making sure we have what we need. So as a small business owner in a rural area, you become wearing many hats.
I was just going to say that same exact phrase. It sounds like you have many hats that you're wearing. So you have this business that you guys own and you're a licensed architect there. And then in 2019, you get this call from Joel and he says, "Hey, I heard about you. You've done some work in Kane. Can you come take a look at this building?" What was your initial reaction and your initial thoughts, and what was the first step that you took for this project?
My husband and I actually came over and we met Joel at the building and took a tour. And it was very interesting what the building looked like then versus now.
I've heard a lot about pigeons.
I've seen worse, but yeah, there were some pigeons. And it's interesting because many people will walk into a building such as that and they don't have a way of envisioning what it can be. So it's exciting when you meet with someone like Joel and you can start to see the vision that he has, and he didn't see it as this building that was falling down or that had structural problems or, you know, limitations. He saw possibility. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of client we like.
Yeah, I can imagine. And knowing Joel, I can see how he can get everyone on board pretty quickly with his enthusiasm and his vision.
Yeah.
So did you have to do, what was the first actual project that you did for him? What was the beginning of this journey?
So we were on board from day one. They hadn't even bought the building when I first met with him. He was hiring us to put together an existing building report that would document the existing conditions and any sort of limitations, structural concerns, mechanical concerns, and to put together some possibilities of what the building could be used for and what would have to happen in order to make that work. So whether there were structural concerns, how we would overcome that, whether there were concerns with getting people out of the building, so making sure we had enough egress with stairs or elevators, those kinds of things.
So it really was the very beginning. It was the starting point, really, of the whole project that you got to be part of. And now you get to see where we're going and have been there throughout the whole thing. So what is it specifically that you do on this project? How are you involved day to day in this project now?
So when the project went in the direction of Passive House, Mosier Studios was brought on board, and Gary Mosier became the architect of record. We were contracted through Gary to be the associate architect and assist with any boots on the ground sort of thing. So if measurements were needed as part of the design process, we could work closer, we could go ahead and take care of stuff like that. Our role was going to include during construction submittals and doing site visits in order to provide direction and facilitate construction detailing so that they understood what they needed to do. But the Passive House end of things really was foreign to us, and Gary had that training, and we were going to get the benefit of that training and understanding through this process.
Yeah, so when you first were talking to Joel, Passive House wasn't even approved yet. It wasn't what the board had decided to do yet. So you, like I said, really got to see it from the very beginning because you were there before they even bought the building. You were there when they voted to make it a Passive House, and then you've been assisting the whole process throughout the entire 2 years. And just for those of you who might not know, Linda Lorenzo is Gary Mosier's sister. So there is a Kane connection right there with that architect as well. So is there anything that you've learned or that you've been surprised by as you've been working on this project?
It's kind of interesting because learning more about Passive House, some of the detailing is very specific, and you have to do it both on paper, but also the implementation during construction is crucial, just so that you can make sure the building's going to pass. I mean, there's a blower door test, and if it doesn't pass that blower door test, your project's not going to get certified. So the design of the details and the implementation of those details is crucial. Many of the core beliefs of Passive House are things that our company was already doing on a daily basis, but we didn't know it was considered Passive House. Mm-hmm. High insulation envelopes is always something that we believed in, making sure that we had airtight buildings and using energy recovery units and things like that. Those were all already things that we were implementing. At InScale, we have a belief that doing common sense energy efficiency implementation is something that everybody can do. Mm-hmm. And I believe that Passive House has some of those common sense detailing elements that everybody can do. And you mm-hmm. don't have to get your building or structure Passive House certified to get the benefits of it.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of people who we've talked to already discuss that they've learned things that they're going to take forward in their next projects or jobs, the small details that are going to make a big difference for their clients going forward. And I know education is such a huge component of the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund's mission. So has there been any of the educational pieces that you've been able to develop during your time?
Throughout the course of the project, I ended up taking the Passive House training program and sat the exam for the certification, and I actually got certified during the project. So that was exciting.
That's a really big deal. That's very exciting.
It is.
And that's going to be, again, something that just adds to your credibility as you go forward, which is a really nice thing since it's something that you already believed in to begin with.
Right.
So. Well, this is really great. Is there anything? Oh, one other question. Do you think that this Kane Passive House, do you think it will impact the community?
Absolutely. I think that anytime you bring new equipment, systems, materials into an area and educate people on the benefits of it. And I believe West Penn is going to educate the community through their public outreach that they do. I think it opens people's eyes to possibilities. And even if it's just for their own home, if it's for the church that they belong to, if it's, you know, for their own business, I think they're going to see some of the benefits and maybe start to think about how they can impact the environment like other people are doing too. Mm-hmm. I think everybody wants to make a difference.
I think so too. And it is one of those things that if you don't know, you don't know.
Right.
And so just having it right here, it does kind of make it easier to I've learned so much just throughout this project. And if I can learn it, I think anyone can learn it. Well, this is so helpful and so great. And we really appreciate the work that you're doing on that building and the investment that you've made in our community through your time at the Passive House. Before we wrap up, is there any last things that you'd like to say or anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you were hoping to?
Well, I would like to say thank you for including me in this interview process. I think Kane really has a lot going for it. There's a lot of improvements that people are making and just the businesses that are coming back and thriving in this environment, I think, has been spectacular. So,
well, thank you. And maybe we'll be seeing you around working on more buildings in Kane.
That'd be great.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time, Donna. And thank you guys so much for listening. We have one more Passive House interview to go, and it is with a person who has been mentioned throughout every single interview, the one, the only, Joel Morrison. So our next interview will be Joel and his colleague, Barb Roebuck. And I think that's going to be one you don't want to miss. So stay tuned and thanks again for tuning in.
If you'd like to hear more from those involved in the progress at Kane's Passive House, listen again next week at this time or visit WXUIradio.com.